Well, Jean Classy is the New Zealand Nurses Organisation delegate for North Shore Hospital. Staff have declared a state of emergency in the emergency department, warning that chronic understaffing and overcrowding are putting patients and health workers at risk. Jean, thank you for joining us on Radio Wātea. Ko Dale tēnei, e mihi ana ka koe, Jean.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciate that.
A state of emergency in the emergency department paints a pretty challenging sort of a picture there, Jean. We know
that it certainly is.
Yeah, I really feel for the staff because, well, quite obviously they want to do the best by people, but just seem absolutely swamped, almost a war zone. What is behind this declaration, Jean?
So I think we've just got really to the end of our tether. I mean, this winter has been particularly bad with the increase of flu presentations, but every year our presentations during the winter months especially have increased and our staffing has not. So we are staffed for 40 patients, and every day this winter we have been looking after in the 80s, and we've hit the hundreds on several occasions of looking after about 100 odd patients with just enough staff to look after 40. So they are feeling very vulnerable, very burnt out, they're tired. They're also picking up extra shifts to try and help fill the gaps of, you know, looking at the ratio of looking after patients to staff. It's becoming an impossible task.
As I say, we really feel for the people involved here. Obviously, they go to work to help others, but they're not robots as well, the staff on the wards and the ED. And so they're going to fall sick as well. And it's just compounded. Yeah. We're hearing reports of overcrowded waiting rooms in ED, no beds to transfer people to. Imagine the frustration and bewilderment that staff would feel when they look around and it just feels like it's a mountain too steep to climb. You say overcrowding's become the norm, with patients sometimes being treated in corridors. What's this mean for patient care, privacy and outcomes as well, Jean?
So first of all, I'd like to say it's a daily occurrence that patients are in corridors. It's nothing unusual for us. I mean, the government has set in a six-hour target to treat patients and move them to their next, whether that's a ward or discharge. The issue with that, we have patients staying in our department for 12 hours plus. We've had patients up to 50-odd hours waiting for inpatient beds. This research has shown that this actually increases their mortality during their stay. What it actually means for the nurses, we usually deal with the acute phase of somebody's illness, and then they're either sent to a ward or go home. What is happening is the nurses are trying to look after now ward patients, as well as looking after the acute undiagnosed patient that's coming through the door. So it's patients' treatments are being delayed. They have no privacy, they have no dignity, which is the last thing that we ever came into nursing for. Our biggest thing is to always maintain the respect and dignity of a patient, and we are failing at the moment in the emergency department to do this. And, you know, we're 24/7, the lights are on, patients are in a corridor, they can't sleep. It is like a war zone, as you have described it.
Tēnā koe. With us today, Jean Classy, who's from the New Zealand Nurses Organisation, delegate at North Shore Hospital. And it's really just a snapshot of the reality there, but it is being mirrored by EDs up and down the country. There have been hundreds of incident reports reportedly been filed without meaningful change. Jean, how frustrating is it for frontline staff to repeatedly raise concerns and still not see the staffing levels increase?
Correct. I'm not sure whether you're aware, but we do a system called TrendCare, which we've been doing for a year, and it measures the amount of nursing care patients need rather than simply how many patients there are, and it works out how many nurses and what skills and everything is needed. Now, the government bought into this system, and we've been proven that we need 25 extra staff in the department. So now the government are going back on that, and they've offered us 9, 4 of which would be a resource nurse, which would go anywhere within the hospital. So that would leave us with 5 extra staff. But we are not getting on top of it because after that 5, we've already had 3 resignations this week. So we're always constantly on the back foot. So what we were asking, we want those 25 staff now so we can train them, keep them, and make life feel better for other staff. For example, in the resus area, we have 4 resus beds. We should have 4 nurses. We have 2. So whenever your relative is brought into resus, they should have a one-to-one care. They're not actually receiving this. And this is what we're striving for, to make sure that we can have enough staff to maintain the safety of those patients in our departments.
Well, that just makes sense. We feel for those staff members who want to do their best. They too can get sick. The resignation is indicative of a system that is shot to pieces. And we know that just have a lot of respect for those nursing staff and kaimahi in our medical settings. You just box on, despite government ignoring their demands for safer workspaces, for more dedicated staffing levels, and indeed for pay rises, which have been pretty stagnant for a long time now. Jean Clancy with us. Thanks, Jean. Good to catch up with you. And thank you for sharing
Lovely.
This cordial.
Thank you very much for your time.
And you too. Thank you. Carl Ross is just texted me through saying I don't have a link yet.